on 6PR Breakfast. It's time for sport with Kim Hagdon.
Alrighty, Hags, who needs no defending and no introduction, is with us morning, Kim.
So Fremantle, for mine, the Fremantle Dockers list management authorities should make a really bold attempt with endeavours to get Logan McDonald. So the trading starts today, and Fremantle don't appear as though they're going to do too much other than to try to get rid of Jesse Hogan and get the best draft picks that they can back in that trade. We discussed that yesterday. The more Fremantle carry of Jesse Hogan's contract, the better draft position that GWS will have to offer Fremantle in return. But Fremantle just cannot possibly let this trading period go without doing the best they possibly can to try and get Logan McDonald. Now, that would mean something pretty radical, Steve.
Such as?
Well, they'd have to give up a really good player.
Such as?
Oh.
Give us a name.
One of the Victorian youngsters, Adam Chera, Darcy Tucker. Chera, 2 more years on a very lucrative contract, back-ended, a lot of good money. You wouldn't want to go to North Melbourne. This is a bigger part of the problem. North Melbourne have got pick number 2 in the draft. North Melbourne are going to want Logan McDonald.
Chera's a good player too, though.
Logan McDonald is a once-in-a-generation potential key forward. Now, Fremantle, for mine, need to learn from some of their recent trade and draft and list replenishment mistakes. Luke Jackson last year was a classic. Arian Norton in 2017. Oscar Allen in 2017. Now, I know they took Adam Chera and they took Andrew Brayshaw in 2017 and they've been serviceable. But there's lots of good young midfielders around the country. We see that happen every year. How many times do we see draftees lauded, who in comes the new camp and 2 years later they're gone? We never hear from them again. The people like Aaron Norton and Oscar Allen and Luke Jackson that have been available to Fremantle, as opposed to young, exciting midfielders, jostle and get into the hunt for Logan McDonald. Now, it's easier said than done, because they'd have to get probably pick number 2 or 3 and they'd have to get something on the market to be able to accommodate that.
So does a player have a say in it, like, if you're contracted?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, it's got to be a three-way deal. Like, so the player and his management, the club of origin, the club of destination. So clearly it has to be a triangular agreement.
But you run the risk of ostracising the kid if you say, we're going to put you up for a trade?
Absolutely. Look what's happening at Collingwood. Isn't there a fire sale? What a disgraceful mess the Collingwood has become with the Adam Treloar affair. And now they're trying to defend it. Oh, look, it's discussions behind the scenes. We're not talking about it, says Eddie Maguire overnight. Ned Guy, their list manager, he's handling it. We're not saying anything. Nathan Buckley tried to quell it all, and all he said was it's disrespectful to Collingwood to be talking about Adam Treloar. They're trying to move Adam Treloar out of Collingwood because he's on huge money and he's not prepared to take a pay cut. That's part of it. And part of the fire sale could be Tom Phillips on the market. That's, again, where Fremantle need to move. Now, Justin Longmuir from Fremantle, his priority is to try to get 23, 24, 25-year-olds. Tom Phillips fits into that. He's got a year to go on his contract, though, and Fremantle, until they move some salary and move some players and jostle, they're not going to be able to even offer David Mundy a contract, let alone someone like Tom Phillips.
What about West Coast? Where are they?
West Coast, well, they'll probably lose Tom Hickey. We'll find out that, I reckon, pretty early today. What's happening right at the moment in Melbourne and around the country, and it's all being done via video link up and so on at the review centre, Baz, the AFL's review centre, the ARC, as they call it. So a lot of audio-visual interviews, and the clubs are talking. What usually takes place at Marvel Stadium with meetings, eye to eye, face to face, and then move around and sort of say, look, we want to try and get draft picks. Have you got a player you want to move? And a lot of it, I can say it's a really difficult time to be covering what's happening in the AFL, because trades get talked about, then they get denied. The players don't know much about it. Then they'll find out later on from a manager, oh, so-and-so's talking about trading you. A lot of arguments, a lot of counterclaims, and they do take place. They're difficult to stay across. It's a very difficult time to cover it.
Muzza wants to ask you about Logan McDonald. Morning, Muzz.
Yeah, g'day, boys. I hope to hell the Freo get Logan McDonald. He'll go there, be unhappy, then West Coast can stare him out on the market. This guy can play. I've seen him being a first supporter, mate. he'll become one of the biggest AFL full forwards ever, I reckon.
Thanks, Miles. Well, you gave him a sort of a Wayne Carey-like description.
That puts enormous sort of weight of expectation on a player. He's scrawny for the moment, but he will grow it into a big boy. And scrawny, the likes of, say, Nick Riewoldt, when they first went into the competition, they grow into big men. But he's only 18, this boy, and he can play already. He's been playing senior football with Perth. So they cannot give it up without a fight. West Coast wouldn't be in a position to be able to bargain for this, and West Coast is a year or so too early because they've got Josh Kennedy, they've got Jack Darling, they've got Oscar Allen. The thing is with Logan McDonald, to conclude on that, my understanding is he and his management have said very strongly to North Melbourne, if you take us, well, I'm not staying there. I'm not going to play a career there. So that's where... Absolutely, you can. Look at Nathan Buckley back in 1993 and said to Brisbane, well, you take me, but I'm out of here as soon as I can. I'll get out of here as quickly as I possibly can. Spent one season there. Absolutely, you can.
Right.
And that's where West Coast and Fremantle at least have some hope. If they couldn't get him this year, then a year or two down the track when he says, I'm out of here. I don't think it's right that someone should have to go to North Melbourne because they're in a massive mess. A massive mess. And I don't think you should have to go there. It's a restraint of trade. Zach Langdon will probably come to West Coast. He's 25. He's played 31 games. He'd be handy crumbing and tackling small forward. And so Cedric Cox as well. And Alex Witherton probably to West Coast over the trade.
State of Origin. Can you believe it? It's on tonight.
It does seem strange that the State of Origin is on tonight. But New South Wales should go one up. A few injuries in the Queensland camp. But Wayne Bennett, he might pull a miracle. New South Wales, I think. Perth.